Sara Almatura watched her daughter through a window as her daughter's chest moved up and down under a tangle of medical wires. The mother from the Syrian city of Homs had not eaten for a day. She was up all night by her one-year-old daughter's side at a hospital in the Jordanian capital of Amman. Almatura had fled the Syrian war for Jordan in 2012. She was only 4 months pregnant when she found out the baby had a congenital heart condition known as tricuspid atresia. 90% of children with the condition die before the age of 10. Doctors advised her to end the pregnancy, but Almatura refused. "She is my gift from God," she said. She named her daughter Iman. It means faith in Arabic. Iman recently received a life-saving open-heart surgery. The surgery was one of 8 heart operations performed by surgeons from the Vatican's Bambino Gesù Hospital. The Italian surgeons performed the operations for free, but UN officials say many refugees with medical problems do not get treatment because of financial difficulties. The more the treatment costs, the more likely their requests will be denied. Even services such as childbirth have become too costly. Some 5.5 million Syrians have fled their homeland since 2011. Jordan now has more than 650,000 Syrians registered with the UN Refugee Agency. Jordanian officials say the number of Syrians in the country is actually 2 times higher. Additionally, they do not have enough money to take care of their own citizens. The situation is getting worse as Europe and the U.S. are closing the borders to refugees, and there are no signs of peace in Syria. While Iman was in the operating room, another Syrian mother tried to keep her 12-year-old son, Tamer, from moving. Tamer also has a congenital heart condition. When he moves too much, he loses his breath and turns blue. Dr. Iyad Al-Amour is a children's heart surgeon at the University of Jordan Hospital. He said children with Tamer's condition should receive an operation at age 5 or 6. But Tamer's surgery will cost up to $28,000, far more money than his mother has. Tamer's mother supports him alone, as his father is still trapped in Syria. Jordan used to help pay for Syrian refugees' medical care, but that was stopped in February. Now, a special committee of doctors reviews hundreds of cases each month and decides which one to help. Late-stage cancer treatment, for example, is usually denied. Costly surgeries are also delayed or denied. Of course, people come back month after month, said Dr. Adam Musa, a UN public health officer who sits on the committee. He said people would appeal again and again because the need is urgent. It's painful, he added. In January, 60 out of 143 refugee appeals for emergency help were approved. The United Nations gave them about $2,000 each. There wasn't enough money for the rest, Musa said. Across the area, the decreased support and the lack of aid have left millions of refugees on the edge of survival, even pushing some to return to Syria. The UN Refugee Agency spent $51 million in Lebanon last year, yet it could not cover most life-saving surgeries. There are very few NGOs that are able to provide support for some of these cases, and we know that people have taken difficult decisions to return to Syria for care, said Dr. Michael Woodman, a senior public health officer with the UN. After Iman's surgery, doctors told her parents she would likely need another, more difficult surgery in 2 to 5 years. "I don't know where we will get the money then," Al-Matura said, "but thank God for healing her today." I'm Susan Shand.